Welcome to the NutraCast, a production by Nutra Ingredients USA. I'm Danielle Masterson. Thank you for joining me here on the NutraCast, where we talk and share insights from inside the nutrition industry. There is a wide array of clinical benefits of fasting, like improved mood and cognition, balanced immune responses, enhanced energy, improvements in heart and metabolic health, weight management, and more. But if you've ever fasted, well, you know it can be downright torturous. Well, my next guest is the co-founder of Mimio Health, a nutritechnology company that offers a biomimetic supplement. To hear more on how this formulation optimizes health, slows aging, and enhances longevity, we're joined by Mimio Health's co-founder, Dr. Christopher Rhodes. Hi, Chris, and welcome to the NutraCast.
Hi, Danielle. Thanks for having me. So great to be here.
It is so great to have you on. Why don't we kick it off with you telling us about your PhD research and how that led to Mimio Health?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So going back maybe a little bit before then, I actually got my BS in biochemistry from Loyola Marymount University down in LA, but then, you know, got out like a lot of college kids, didn't really know what I wanted to do. So took a immunology fellowship at Stanford, where I just kind of started pouring through all the research I could get my hands on, and eventually came across longevity and healthy aging research, which I thought was so fascinating because, you know, it was this thing that used to be relegated to, you know, myths and legend, Ponce de Leon and the Fountain of Youth, and is now this very active area of legitimate scientific research. And when you're in that space, eventually you come across fasting, because fasting is one of the only ways that we know of to reliably extend lifespan in model organisms. And like you were saying in the intro, it's great for helping to delay most major diseases, creating these great benefits. And I thought that was really, really interesting because fasting can do all of that, but without actually adding anything into the system, right? So it's not this superfood or this wonder drug, but somehow fasting is activating this, you know, dormant health and longevity bio program that we all already have inside of us, but just isn't ordinarily turned on. And when that clicked for me, it actually made me a little bit mad because I was like, okay, great. So our body knows how to live to be 120 years old and in perfect health, but it's just not doing it. Those pathways aren't being activated on a regular basis. So that's really what propelled me into wanting to figure out what is happening in the human body during fasting, and is there a way that we can, you know, recreate it to get all of these great benefits, activate that longevity bio program, but without actually needing to do that very arduous task of lifelong fasting. So that's what I dedicated my PhD research to. I got my PhD in nutritional biochemistry from UC Davis. And what we did there was a clinical study looking at what happens in the human body during a 36-hour fast. And what we saw was that when people fast for 36 hours, their plasma functionalities become really enhanced. So these people became more anti-inflammatory, more antioxidant, more cardioprotective, had better cellular functionality, had better metabolic markers and indications. And that was really significant. These were already young, healthy people that after a 36-hour fast that they just did one time, all of a sudden kind of became these optimal functioning super people, right? So we really wanted to know what was the difference between the baseline state and this 36-hour fasted state that could be causing these beneficial effects. So we did what's called comprehensive metabolomics, basically looking at all of the small molecule components of the plasma. And what we found was that during a 36-hour fast, there's this unique set of metabolites that are only really elevated during a 36-hour fast. And when we combed through that list looking for, you know, metabolites that were known to have some bioactivity that could explain some of the functional enhancements that we were seeing, we were able to narrow that list down to around 24. and then screen through those molecules to be able to identify this synergistic combination of four of them that when we supplemented them back into human cells could recreate a lot of these cellular health benefits of fasting that we were seeing, whether that was, you know, enhancing their anti-inflammatory capabilities or their cardioprotective abilities or their cellular protective stress resistance capabilities. And because we were also really interested in the lifespan and longevity element of it, we also took this combination of these four fasting metabolites and supplemented them into C. elegans, like little nematode worms, for a lifespan extension study, and found that we could extend their lifespan by 96% just through supplementation. So no fasting, no caloric restriction required, just giving these, you know, bioactive fasting metabolites back. You could recreate these cellular and longevity effects of fasting. And that's essentially what the Mimio technology is based around. It's essentially taking these same bioactive molecules that your body would normally only produce during fasting and then giving them back to people as a supplement to help activate those same pathways on demand.
Chris, that is so interesting. One question I have for you is, like, was it difficult getting people to not eat for 36 hours?
Yeah, I was definitely everybody's best friend in that study. Because not only did I have them fast for 36 hours, but we were also really concerned with compliance, right? Because it is a very big ask to get people to fast for that long. So not only were they fasting for 36 hours, but I also had them, you know, checking their glucose with little, you know, blood prick glucose monitors. So they were, you know, stabbing their poor little fingers while also fasting for 36 hours. But everybody did it. A lot of people actually had a good time with it. There were definitely some who did not have a good time with it, but everybody got through it. They were champs and we got really, really great data out of it. So very grateful to all the people in the study who went through that for us.
Yeah. So you got great data and you're like, hey, I extended your life a little bit. Be grateful.
Right. Exactly. Of course. Like, I actually do think a 36 hour fast is something that everybody should do at some point in their life, even just to experience what it's like. I remember the first time that I did it, it was this very empowering thing because I had never gone probably more than, you know, 5 or 6 hours without eating, right? We have that very Western mentality of like, you have to eat every 3 hours or your stomach will literally start, you know, like dissolving and eating itself, right? Mm-hmm. So the first time that I ever did a fast, I woke up the next morning and I was like, oh my gosh, like, you know, I'm immortal, I can do anything. And it really helped kind of put all of that weird feeding, I'll say propaganda, kind of to bed for me, where it helped me really gain control of when I thought I needed to eat, rather than just, you know, going to work and being like, oh, all that's available is like, you know, community pizza at this lecture that's happening and it's noon, so I guess I have to eat it. I can just be like, no, I don't need to eat if there's not something that I think is going to be good for me or healthy for me or that I actually want. So it allows you to really gain more control over like when you think you need to eat and, you know, kind of get rid of some of that pressure and food noise as well.
Yeah, you're kind of just on autopilot a lot of times, like thinking, okay, it's noon, time to eat. But you're saying like when you did this, it kind of empowered you and kind of gave you better insight into when you actually need food versus just going through the motions.
Exactly.
Okay, so the fasting was for 36 hours. I'm just wondering, how did you settle on 36 hours? And like, when does it go too far? Like, would 48 hours be too much of a fast or would that be beneficial to health as well?
Yeah, that's a great question. So 36 hours of fasting, we went with that because when you look at the scientific literature, you kind of see the best lifespan extension data coming from an alternate day fasting regimen. So that's, you know, one day of normal eating followed by another day of full fasting followed by another day of normal eating and rinse and repeat kind of for the entire lifespan of the organism. And what that realistically ends up equating to is around like a 36 hour fast at a time. So, you know, let's say you start eating on Monday at 8 a.m., you finish at 8 p.m. Then you kind of enter into your fasting day. So 12 hours to get you to 8 a.m. on Tuesday, and then another 24 to get you to 8 a.m. on Wednesday, when you would start eating again. So it's more or less, you know, a 36-hour fast that you're experiencing over and over and over again. And that's where we see the best lifespan extension. So that's kind of why we did a 36-hour fast. In terms of, you know, where it becomes detrimental, it's actually a lot longer than people might actually think. You know, there have been studies showing that, you know, 72 hours worth of fasting is really beneficial for creating this immune cell regenerative effect that can be great for helping folks with autoimmune disorders or lupus, for example, kind of getting symptom ablation, helping kind of tamp down the autoreactivity of their immune systems. You know, at 48 hours of fasting, these longer terms, that's when you're really going to start to see like autophagy happen, right? You get that cellular recycling and cleanup process that everybody, you know, is really, really enthusiastic about as a fasting benefit. Where you would probably start to see detrimental sides of it is more on that like really extended, you know, 7 days plus kind of fasting regimen. And, you know, granted, there are still people that do, you know, 2 weeks of fasting or even more, but you have to be really careful, especially if you're not in a medically supervised facility, about those kinds of long-term fasts, because you're going to start depleting, you know, vital nutrients. You're going to start tapping into bone density to kind of create this buffering in your solution as you switch over to ketone body metabolism, which is more acidic. And then you're also going to have, you know, some problems with, you know, just actually getting around, right? You have so much less energy, you know, the frailty and the fatigue are really high. So you kind of have to really take it easy. And I wouldn't recommend going, you know, probably more than 3 to 5 days without some kind of medical supervision.
Okay, good to know. I was always curious about that because I've done some fasting in the past. I've done like the Master Cleanse and things like that. And as painful as it is the first day, afterwards you kind of do, like you said, feel a little more empowered. And I had more energy. I don't know about you, but I'm one of those people that when I eat, I get kind of tired. Yeah. So it actually gave me more energy.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. So, you know, even with Mimio, even with the research that we've done, I'm still on a one meal a day schedule because I just find that it works best for my lifestyle. You know, I love being able to wake up in the morning, just have my Mimio and some green tea, and then just be able to be really productive and focused and in the zone throughout the day because I'm not thinking about food. I don't have the food noise. At this point, like, you know, my hunger responses and my circadian rhythms are very dialed in to that one meal a day schedule. So I don't really get hungry throughout the day either. It allows me to be, you know, very productive. And then at the end of the day, I kind of get to, you know, switch modes a little bit, going from, you know, the super, you know, productive CEO, work hard lifestyle to then being able to really like relax and have this big, almost, you know, reward meal at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. It helps me kind of compartmentalize a little bit and gives me a better work-life balance, I think.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. So I recently had your co-founder / sister, Caitlin, on Nutrium Wednesday. What is it like working with your sister?
It's actually been really great. Caitlin and I make a really good team. Typically, we have this anecdote that we tell. So when we were in our accelerator program, the Indie Bio Accelerator, we were part of that 11th cohort, and they had us do a personality assessment, where they basically split you into different types based on 4 different quadrants of the brain, and each quadrant has a color that's associated with it, yellow, blue, red, and green. And I was yellow, blue, Caitlin was red, green. So we like to joke that together we make up one brain. And that's kind of how it's been for us. Like, it's been a very complementary relationship. I'm much more of the, you know, data-driven, idealistic, you know, big vision kind of, you know, CEO scientist, classic trope. And then she is much more like organizational, much more relationship oriented. She's like really helping to manage the team, really helping to make sure that everything like runs on time, that orders are getting fulfilled, that everything's kind of working like a Swiss watch.
That's so cool. I've interviewed quite a few companies lately that have siblings and family working together. And from what I've gathered, it either really works well or it doesn't. So kudos to you both for making it work. So right. I'm glad that you guys kind of are operating on this one brain system, and it sounds like it's working so well for you.
Yeah, and it's funny that you mentioned that because we definitely have had folks and investors especially that have been like, you know, there are two kind of, you know, relationship potential red flags when it comes to investing, right? You have, you know, spouse relationships, and then you have sibling or family relationships, right? And investors, although, like, you know, they're still a little bit tentative about the sibling and family relationships, are much more willing to put some risk on those relationships than perhaps the, like, partner spouse relationships, because those can tend to be a bit more tumultuous and they have the potential to break up, where it's like family is much more, you
can't divorce your sister.
Yeah, exactly. And the nice thing is that since we grew up in the same household, we kind of end up speaking a very similar language, right? We were, you know, taught the same conflict resolution styles, and, you know, we were taught the same, you know, like, emotional cadences that, you know, go along with day-to-day existence with each other. So it's, you know, it's kind of just falling back into a groove that we had when we were kids, but then also learning to navigate that as adults. And luckily for us, it's been great because we do have very similar just methods of communication, and we have that kind of bridge between the two halves of the brain that we can actually make that relationship work. Whereas with other people, what they told us was that, like, oh yeah, like, red and green and blue and yellow, like, you two should not be able to communicate with each other. But luckily, we have the shared experience enough that we can. And it's been great. Yeah, like, a very complimentary relationship.
That's great to hear. Last year, you started offering daily cell care formulation. That was your first product, right?
Yeah. The Mimeo formulation is the first product that we offer. And, you know, that is that, you know, synergistic combination of those four fasting metabolites that we showed could give you the cellular health and longevity benefits of fasting, you know, just through supplementation. And, you know, it's been a really fun ride to launch a product. You know, it's a very rarefied experience for a scientist to be able to, you know, take something that they were doing in the lab and then be able to translate it and commercialize it into a product that you then get to see out there in the world actually helping people in their daily lives. You know, we have tons of people who, you know, write in and tell us what a difference Mimeo is actually making in their lives. And it's a really, really humbling experience for me because it's just something that I never really thought was going to be a part of my journey, but ended up being something that I'm really, really lucky and really grateful to have in my life.
Yeah, so talk to me about the R&D process. What did that look like?
Yeah, so I mean, the research and development process was essentially 7 years of research that kind of spanned my PhD and then my postdoc. And that was all just, you know, performing the clinical study, doing all the analysis, confirming things through the ex vivo modeling, through the lifespan extension analysis, and then also following that up with a pilot clinical study of the formulation itself. So for that one, you know, we saw that Mimeo had these great effects in human cells. We saw that it had these great effects in C. elegans. But of course, we also wanted to confirm that if you gave this to people as a supplement, it could, you know, recreate these great benefits as well. So we had folks come in, eat a standardized breakfast alongside a placebo control, and then assess their plasma functionalities like we did in the discovery study for Mimeo. Then we had those same people do a washout period, come back, eat a standardized breakfast, that same standardized breakfast, but then with supplementation with Mimeo, and then assess their plasma functionalities like we had before. And what we found was that when people ate the standardized breakfast on its own, there was this big loss of plasma functionality, which is very typical in the nutrition world. It's called the postprandial response. So, you know, you have all of this foreign material coming in, all this, you know, nutrients coming in from the food source that's going to be, you know, causing postprandial inflammation, basically an immune response, right? It's a foreign molecule, so your body is going to react to it as though it's a foreign molecule. There'll always be a little bit of an immune response that happens there. You've got all the nutrients coming in from the food that's kind of throwing the system out of metabolic homeostasis. So your body goes from, you know, easygoing, balanced, you know, functionality to all of a sudden being confronted with this nutritional challenge of like, oh, I've got all these nutrients coming in, I've got all this foreign material that I have to deal with. I kind of, you know, get thrown out of whack. And that's kind of what causes this loss in plasma functionality. So instead of being, you know, anti-inflammatory, their plasma became pro-inflammatory and less antioxidant and less cardioprotective, and, you know, had worse, you know, metabolic indicators. But what we found when they ate that same meal, but with supplementation with Mimeo, was that we could not only prevent all of that loss of function that happens, but actually add gains of function on top of that, that mimicked what we saw during a 36-hour fast. So their plasma wasn't pro-inflammatory, it was anti-inflammatory and antioxidant and cardioprotective, which was, you know, really, really exciting for us. Essentially, that was the confirmation that told us that you can use Mimeo as a way to help not only prevent this, you know, these negative effects of eating, but also mimic the benefits of fasting even during a meal. And that was ultimately kind of the last linchpin that we needed to say, all right, this is a, you know, this is a great product that needs to be in people's lives, and then move forward from there.
And tell me a little bit about how you went about ingredient selection. I see niacin, PEA, OEA, and spermidine.
Yeah, absolutely. So all of the ingredients that are in Mimeo, the four active ingredients, are the ones that were significantly elevated in the fasting state and that we identified have these synergistic activities together. So for example, when we did the C. elegans lifespan extension study, we assessed each of the four individual metabolites as well as all four of them together. And what we saw was that while each of the metabolites could extend lifespan on their own, they could do it, you know, to varying degrees, right? So whether that was 5% or, you know, 12%, 21%, what have you. But when we combine them all together, that's when you saw this big leap to 96% lifespan extension. So these molecules are really interesting in that they're essentially activating these complementary pathways that all kind of help to recreate that bio program of fasting that we were talking about before. And that's really this magical thing behind the Mimeo formulation, is that like a lot of other products that are on the market, they're created by formulators, right? They're, you know, just people picking ingredients, putting them into the formulation and kind of, you know, hoping that they work based off of the clinical evidence that's available on the individual ingredients. Whereas the Mimeo formulation wasn't really designed by us. It was designed by, you know, thousands of years of evolution. You know, these molecules not only evolved to perform a function within the human body, but they evolved collectively together to perform these complementary actions as part of this larger, you know, bio program of fasting. So that's really why they work so well together. And that's where they came from, right? We just, you know, found this synergy that nature had invented.
And thinking back along your journey, how has the conversation around fasting changed since you first started researching this area? And I feel like if I walked up to some colleagues and they were like, hey, let's go to lunch, and I said, no, I'm on like a 4-day fast, they might be a little bit more accepting of it than, say, 10 years ago.
Yeah, I would say that that's definitely true. You know, fasting has really risen in popularity probably since around 2013 is kind of, you know, when the first big fasting push really happened. That was when the BBC documentary was released that kind of started the 5-2 diet trend. And then, you know, research and interest in fasting kind of just started growing exponentially from there. And in 2019, fasting actually replaced a ketogenic diet as the most popular eating pattern in the United States. So, you know, not like whenever I talk about fasting, people automatically, you know, kind of know what it is. It's not like this fringe thing. If I had been talking to you about this in, you know, 1995 and I said like fasting is so good for you, I probably would have been completely shunned in the nutrition
community. Right.
You know, I was already like, you know, even in, you know, 2015, I was still the black sheep of the nutrition graduate department, because everybody else was out there kind of looking at, you know, oh, how many strawberries, you know, do you need to eat in order to get X, Y, and Z benefits? Or, you know, like, what is exactly the right distribution of macronutrients to, you know, give you this optimal health? And I'm like, what if we just don't eat? Maybe that was the solution all along. So that was me out there doing my own very unique thing, but ended up, you know, being like a really great scientific journey. So I would say, yeah, fasting has definitely increased in popularity now, to the point that, you know, it's incredibly popular. Pretty much everybody knows what I'm talking about when I talk about the benefits of fasting. People are interested in getting them. But I would say still that there's a lot of misconceptions around the time that it takes to really get these fasting benefits. You know, the most popular style is still that 16-8 style, where you have a, you know, 16-hour fast with an 8-hour eating window. And while that has been shown in a couple of clinical studies to, you know, have its own benefits, particularly around metabolic health and cardiovascular health, it's really not long enough biologically to truly enter into, you know, real fasting metabolism. And that's because your body doesn't really make that metabolic switch from glucose metabolism to fat metabolism and ketone metabolism until around 24 hours of fasting. That's when your body typically depletes its glycogen stores, your stored carbohydrates, and then really has to start depending upon fat breakdown, beta oxidation, ketone body production to provide the majority of its energy. And that's really when you see this big, you know, this big holistic shift from postprandial, you know, exogenous nutrient metabolism into endogenous nutrient metabolism. And that's kind of where fasting happens. That's where you get these longer term benefits of like autophagy or immune cell resets or senescent cell breakdown is in these longer stages of fasting. But people still think that, you know, a 16-8 fast is enough to induce autophagy. And that's kind of because all of the fasting research gets conflated together. So I would say that while, you know, it's definitely become popular and a lot of people are doing it, most of the time, they're not getting the benefits that they think that they're getting. And it's usually a much longer time course to achieve those benefits.
Okay, so that's good to know.
Yeah, misconceptions around it. And that's one of the reasons why Mimio is great, is because, yes, we showed that, you know, it can give you these benefits of fasting while you're still eating, but it can also be a really great fasting enhancer. You know, that's how I kind of use it. I take it in the morning, but I'm still doing my 24-hour fast. But Mimio, because these molecules are really, you know, only elevated during a 36-hour fast, it can really help you achieve some of these longer-term benefits of fasting in a shorter fasting window, while also helping to make fasting itself easier because of these great, you know, kind of effects of the individual molecules themselves that you can more or less feel on a daily basis. So, for example, the oleoyl ethanolamide that's in Mimio is actually a satiety factor. So it's involved in the gut-brain axis, and it's been shown in clinical studies to be really helpful for suppressing appetite and creating these, you know, fat metabolism effects through activation of PPAR alpha. And then there's palmitoyl ethanolamide, which is involved in the endocannabinoid system, where it helps to enhance mood and actually, you know, great clinical evidence for relieving pain and kind of like daily discomfort as well. So taking a Mimio pill in the morning of your fast can kind of help, you know, really help to reduce the hunger and cravings that happens, you know, decrease any discomfort that comes along with it while enhancing mood and energy at the same time. So really helping to make those fasts a lot more enjoyable while giving you more benefits than you would otherwise achieve.
Good to know. And before I let you go, what's next for Mimio? Do you guys have any new products coming out or some new research or anything that you want to share?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we're like right on the cusp now of doing our large scale clinical study. where we are looking at the effects of Mimio over an 8-week period on mood, energy, cognition, blood markers of cardiovascular disease risk, metabolic markers, and then really importantly, biological age as well. So we actually got some really great initial data from our research collaboration with Mount Sinai, where we showed that we could reduce biological age with Mimio by 2.5 years, just in 8 weeks of supplementation with Mimio.
Wow.
So really, we were super excited by that result. It's one of the first times that I've seen data showing that, in an interventional study, you can actually see a biological age reduction with a supplement. So that data was really exciting to us. And we're really, really excited to then confirm it in a larger study cohort moving forward. So that's going to be, a big thing that happens over the summer that I'm very excited about. And then, beyond that, this first product that we have with Mimio is, just really the starting bell for us. We have this fasting mimetic product, but just like we ran this process of kind of decoding and recreating what happens in the human body during a fast, we also have plans to do this same methodology with these other interesting regenerative states in the body. So whether that's exercise or meditation or cold exposure therapy or even sleep, really just trying to understand human biology at a much bigger level and finding ways that we can give people the benefits of these, interesting biological states on demand rather than having to, go through them yourself.
So interesting. This has been such a fascinating conversation. Mimio Health, Dr. Chris Rhodes, thank you for teaching us about this biohack to enhance human health span and for joining me here on the NutriCast.
Yeah, Danielle, this has been great. I've had such a good time. Thanks for having me.
If you like what you just heard, you can subscribe to the NutriCast wherever you get your podcast. You can also head to NutraIngredients-USA.com for even more Nutra-related content. Thank you for listening. I'm Danielle Masterson. As always, I'll catch you here on the NutriCast next week.